Hi, I'm Michelle Bangert, Managing Editor of Quality. I'm here today with Jeff Bernstein, the president of A3. Thanks for joining us, Jeff.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
So we spoke a few months ago about automation, and now I wanted to talk a little more about the robotics industry. It's the end of August 2021. So what's the state of robotics right now?
The state of robotics is very, very strong right now. The second quarter of this year, I think it's the third best quarter we've ever had since we started collecting statistics in 1983 or 1984. So things are really rocketing forward, and it's a whole bunch of industries that are automating.
And so do you see this kind of growth continuing through the rest of the year?
Well, we certainly think growth will continue, whether it's at this pace or not. It's always hard to say. But I mean, if you just look at the trend lines, I mean, every industry right now is looking at how they can take advantage of automation. The non-automotive orders are remaining very high, higher than the automotive orders. Again, this was the big change we saw that occurred for the first time ever in a full year in 2020, where non-automotive orders were actually higher than automotive related orders. That's a very, very positive sign for the industry going forward.
And so in terms of different robotics trends, is there anything that you've heard people talking about more or kind of more interest in lately?
Well, I mean, some of the real excitement is around the use of robotics and artificial intelligence and machine vision in spaces like logistics. And in those spaces, obviously, there's a big contingent of autonomous mobile robots that are starting to really have a foothold in the logistics and warehousing and distribution space. So that's one of the big exciting trends. And a lot of those numbers don't even factor into our reports because those robots aren't captured yet in our data. But we know from talking to users and from talking to suppliers that there's a heck of a lot of them out there. And of course, we have a conference coming up in mid-October in Memphis where a lot of those companies are going to be. The demand for attending that conference is a record high compared to where we were 2 years ago when we did the same type of conference in Louisville, Kentucky. So the interest level is really skyrocketing in autonomous mobile robots.
And so besides logistics, can you give us an example of maybe where they're being deployed today or what they're being used for now?
Well, there are a lot of applications besides logistics and besides warehousing and distribution. I mean, you're seeing autonomous mobile robots in factory settings. You're seeing autonomous mobile robots for new robot applications like disinfection, which obviously was made more important during the peak times of COVID. And hopefully we're not going to be in a peak time again here anytime soon. But so I think people are looking at how do you use a mobile robot in construction. So you have something like Spot from Boston Dynamics, and that can be used on a construction site. So there's just a lot of really good applications for mobile robots.
So for a manufacturer who might be interested in getting started with them, is there any advice you'd give them or things they might want to do beforehand?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we think we've got a lot of great resources for those companies who want to get started on our website, automate.org. I mentioned the event, the Autonomous Mobile Robot Logistics Conference we have coming up October 12 to 14 in Memphis with FedEx as a title sponsor. There'll be a lot of great information there. Safety is a big issue. And of course, we've developed a mobile robot safety standard that we'll be talking about at the upcoming International Robot Safety Conference, which is a virtual conference in September, and then at the Autonomous Mobile Robot Conference in October. So we have a lot of great resources for people who want to get started with AMRs.
So another trend a lot of people have been talking about is just machine learning and deep learning. Are there any areas where you can give an example of where it's kind of worked well or where it maybe doesn't live up to the hype?
Well, the hype is always, you know, an issue when you hear the term artificial intelligence. People get in their minds, you know, some machine that is taking over the world. That's not where we are. We're at a point where machine learning is being used for real world applications. AI is being used in areas like predictive maintenance. But one of the most common tasks is, how do you pick up something, grasp it, package it? How do you pick it out of a bin of objects? And, you know, machine learning is helping robotics achieve some of these tasks. So I think there's a great deal of excitement around machine learning and AI. And again, that's an area where we have a lot of resources. I'm sure you saw that we recently created a technology sector board of directors for our association, which is the first new tech sector board we created in the past 15 years. So now we have robots, vision, motion control, and AI. So there's just a lot of activity going on with real world applications connected to machine learning.
Yeah, it seems good to get examples because, like you said, people have a lot of ideas about what it is, but to see it actually work.
Yeah, I mean, we know there's a lot of excitement about it. We put out a white paper with, you know, six examples of real world applications of AI. It's our most downloaded white paper ever because people want to know, how do you incorporate AI, robotics, machine vision? How do you use all these technologies together on a practical solution? And more and more companies are figuring out how to do that.
And so with kind of those trends, are there other trends you've seen with robotics that people have been asking about, or things that maybe aren't as popular these days?
Well, I mean, certainly collaborative robots is still popular. Companies who are looking at situations that we just experienced during the peak of COVID, where you had to be really worried about bringing people into a factory. So they wanted to figure out a way that they could, you know, automate more applications. So collaborative robots could help there, as could traditional industrial robots. They could also create social distancing. So there's been a lot of momentum behind collaborative robots. We don't maybe hear as much about that because the next shiny thing seems to be autonomous mobile robots or AI, but collaborative robot growth is substantial.
Yeah, it seems like there's always a new flavor or hype.
We try not to focus on the hype part. You know, our association is about practical applications of these technologies, and they all have an important role to play in helping a customer find a solution. So collaborative robots obviously offer the ease of use factor for a lot of companies and lower cost potentially, where maybe you don't need as many outside resources. You know, you might be able to do more internally because you can train the robot sometimes without involving system integrators. So there's a lot of reasons, particularly for small and medium-sized companies, to be excited about collaborative robots and all these other technologies as well.
And so in terms of manufacturing, besides automotive, are there other areas that seem to be really embracing robotics lately or kind of growing in terms of robotics?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big story. That's automotive, which is the largest still. But when you look at everything else, whether it's life sciences, pharmaceutical, food and beverage industry, consumer goods, agriculture, all these industries, construction, are beginning to automate at a larger scale. And all that combined is exceeding the automotive share. And of course, electronics is still a big application area as well. All the application areas that we talked about, whether it be assembly, material handling, welding, they're all growing. So it's a really exciting time to be in this industry.
Definitely. It seems like the more people use it, the more other people kind of are interested in what their competitors are doing and kind of builds on itself. So.
And the biggest challenge, Michelle, companies are having a hard time finding workers right now, and automation is helping smooth this out a little bit. So if you can't get people into work, and if you've got a manufacturing facility or warehouse and or distribution center, you can't get enough people, it's going to be really hard to keep production up and to meet customer expectations. Automation is really helping in that way.
Yeah, just talking to some companies, it seems like the pandemic was really a busy time for them to fulfill orders from customers who needed to automate in order to keep going. So,
yeah. And like I said, hopefully we're beyond the worst of the pandemic. Certainly a year ago, we didn't have the vaccines. So even though we're seeing cases rise now, we have vaccines and hopefully will keep us safe through this next period here. But what we believe the pandemic did is it accelerated trends that were already in place. Companies knew that automation was a great way to become a stronger global competitor. They were thinking about automating, a pandemic hit, and they needed to in many cases, because as I said, it was very hard to bring people into work environments. And if they were there, you had to socially distance them. And so automation became a really important solution. And it happened maybe a little quicker for some companies than envisioned. But now that you see the potential, you're seeing more and more companies say, okay, how do we automate more of our processes?
And so as people begin to automate, are there common questions that seem to come up or challenges as they get started?
Well, I think some of the common questions are, what applications should I automate? And generally the answers to these things are, let's start with simple things. You know, let's take some low-hanging fruit here and let's get our confidence level in automation, and then we can expand and do even harder challenges. So that's one thing, how to get started. And we have a lot of great resources at automate.org on that. And we spend a lot of time talking to potential users about that issue. How do I work with a system integrator? So for many applications, you do need a system integrator. Who's got expertise? What should I be looking for? What's the infrastructure I need in order to automate? What do I do with all the data now that I'm able to collect? How do I process that? So there's a lot of questions that companies have, and our members are trying to help them work through them.
And then just finally, with the pandemic, with the variants coming out, has that kind of changed the robotics work for members, or do people seem to be just kind of continuing their pandemic processes and adapting as things come up?
I think people are adapting now. I mean, like I said, this is a little bit different feeling than it was maybe a year ago before the vaccines. We see that there's variants out there. People are getting sick, primarily people in the hospital who are really sick or dying, or people who haven't been vaccinated. So there's a little bit more of a confidence level that if we take precautions like masking and get vaccinated, we might be safe. Therefore, we're, you know, going out, we're seeing trade shows start again, we're holding our first live event again. I think there's a greater comfort level. Is there still fear? Of course, because there's breakthrough cases and, you know, we're in a rocky period still, but I think more and more companies realize that even during this rocky period, business can get done. We can make customer visits. We can go to trade shows. We can be safe. And that's encouraging.
Yeah. So I think those are kind of the main things I want to touch on with you this time, but is there anything else you want to add?
No, the only thing I would add is that I really believe that these technologies that we're talking about, robotics, AI, vision, are making our world a better place. I mean, I think we've had a lot of challenges here in the pandemic. And, you know, robots played a big role in making ventilators and personal protection equipment like masks. And I think we've really seen how we can take advantage of these technologies to serve mankind. And I just think that's a really important issue here.
All right. Well, thank you for your time today, Jeff. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And to listen to our previous podcast with Jeff, you can visit qualitymag.com.